All right, Lanigan and Malone, WMJI, Magic 105.7. Magic.
We were running a little bit late. I was trying to be considerate, so.
Okay.
What?
That's new.
We were running late.
Let me get a look at weather then. Here's the Channel 3 forecast.
More showers for your Wednesday. I'm Holly Strano.
Whoever's taken the real Jimmy Malone and hidden him, I want you to bring him back, okay?
The first round by 11:30-12.
26 minutes after 6 o'clock in Cleveland with Lanigan and Malone. Oh, my God. Hurricane Sandy has claimed her first recorded celebrity victim. New Kids on the Block superstud Donnie Wahlberg posted videos of himself wading through his flooded New York City apartment.
Oh, no.
Will the devastation never end? Okay.
Does Lindsay Lohan own any property in New York or New Jersey?
Probably so.
That's who needs it.
We haven't heard tweets from her yet, though.
Yeah.
How is Snooki? Is she okay?
I think Snooki has survived it okay.
Right. How's the cake, boss?
Actually, she was able. Snooki was able to use her breasts as a flotation device.
Okay, good.
So she worked out fine. Okay.
Just so you know, folks, we're everybody here talking about the storm and blah, and our intern just bursts out. I hope the cake boss is okay.
Well, he's over there. God. Absolutely. We talked to him.
It was the cake boss.
I hope he's okay, too.
So many people to worry about. Cake boss.
That's because he saw Hoboken on CNN.
That's it. Hoboken's been in the news. And the cake boss.
Can you see if Governor Christie goes, the devastation has been massive, but good news. The cake boss is okay.
I hate to say it, but Chris Christie may be worried about the cake boss.
That's right. Chris may be very worried about the
This is an important message.
That's your Slate Celebrity Scoop. We'll catch you next week after we dig through the tabloid trash.
All right, Lanigan Malone, WMJI, Magic 105.7. It's 31 minutes right now after 6 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. We've gotten through maybe the worst part of the storm with the winds and the rain and all. It's still miserable outside. And the snow that's south of here is unbelievable. Lots of snow. The weather has got
poor Marty
every
Savage.
Possible thing you can think of. Yeah, he leaves here. Where does he have to go?
He trudged that stuff yesterday all day. Poor thing.
Big snowfall. All right, WMJI. Let's go see what's going on in the news. And once again, here's Chip Coolig.
New York residents are 6:35, Magic 105.7, and now time to get a check on sports. Brought to you this morning by McDonald's. Here's Mike Snyder.
Cavaliers open their season with Mike Snyder, Magic 105.7 Sports.
The forecast coming up next right here on Magic.
Small businesses.
American Express.
Now the Magic 105.7 Channel 3 forecast brought to you by GanleyAuto.com. Here's Holly.
Now that we're in the middle of showers for our Thursday with highs near 49.
37 right now in Akron, and we have 41 degrees at Cleveland Hopkins Airport, 6:37.
All right, now comes the big part of what's happened in the world today. It's a disaster out there. But how has that affected your sex life, Jimmy Malone?
I don't know. I'm waiting for you to tell me.
I don't know. I'm asking you. I mean, we had blackouts. We had power outages.
We didn't have any of that stuff.
Nightmares. So. Okay, so you didn't have it in your little la-di-da.
I did turn the lights out.
Did you turn the lights out?
That was my version of the blackout.
Millions of Americans are trying to survive Hurricane Sandy. Or worry about loved ones who are in its path. But 84-year-old sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer was obsessed with making sure people were boning during the storm. In fact, she couldn't stop tweeting about it. Her tweets included gems like, "Predicted that millions will lose power. Guys, not masturbating so that you'll have plenty of power when darkness hits." All right? That was a tweet. Okay. Over the past several days, people have been preoccupied with these thoughts, but Ruth has been out there tweeting about what predicted that millions of people will lose power. I know people are stocking up with candles, water, batteries, but don't forget the condoms, okay? I don't think anybody has said that before. I've not seen anybody standing in a Home Depot going, "How are condom sales?" I've seen them going batteries. I've seen them with generators. I've seen them with a lot of things.
Do they sell condoms at your Home Depot?
What?
Do they sell condoms at your Home Depot?
I don't know if they do or not, but it should have been brought up. Does having the wind howling outside your window make sex better? Tomorrow, you'll have the opportunity to find out. Don't blow it. That was a tweet from Dr. Ruth. All right. 10 million could lose power. Making love by candlelight romantic. But don't get too rowdy. You don't want to start a fire.
Oh, that's good to know. I hadn't thought about that.
Okay. Weatherman saying, "This is slow-moving hurricane, so good time to try slow Titanic 6. I don't know if you are aware of Titanic 6.
No, I'm not.
Saw a headline.
Is that where you crash?
Titanic. Is it Tantric?
Tantric 6, yeah. Yes. Tantric
oh,
6.
Titanic, that's where you crash. Oh,
or where I get crash. Up on the bed and go, King of the World! That's it. Okay, Tantric. Thank you, Mr. Moore. He knows all those sex terms.